up in the Northern 208 podcast, 7B Life. Hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, ATVing, homesteading, wilderness survival, preparedness, power outages, interviews with local professional musicians and artists, and lots and lots more. Stay tuned for the Up in the Northern 208 podcast. Out of the real Up in the Northern 208, North Idaho. All things North Idaho living, inspired by the country. And one more note, all you tourists that come around here, be respectful or learn the hard way. Well, hello. Welcome to the Up in the Northern 208 7B Live podcast. Our topic today is snow removal and vehicles, emergency safety kit, these types of things. So I'm going to start out with snow removal at your home. Number one thing you should probably have is a shovel. And now the next step up is obviously a snowblower. Comes in pretty handy. They work pretty well unless it's really heavy, wet snow. Well, those are a couple things to think about having on hand for the winter. And probably the next step up would be an ATV or a UTV snowplow or snow thrower. I would kind of personally want to skip the lawn tractor, plows, and snowblower / snow throwers. Well, those things are, they're weak, they're overly expensive, and they're junk. But the UTV or the ATV snowplow seem to work pretty well. You know, as long as you keep up on it and the snow doesn't get too deep. So you've got to stay on things in the wintertime. Last but not least is a truck plow, which obviously is going to be a lot more pricey, but it's going to work a lot better than all of the other options. I myself have both. I have a plow on one of my trucks, and I also have a 50-inch plow on my four-wheel drive ATV, and it works really well. And I have a pretty substantial size driveway. I have to plow a couple turnarounds, all of these types of things, and it works pretty well. The ATV is mainly my backup. If anything happens to my truck and the truck needs to go into the shop, I have the ATV to fall back on. I also have a snowblower. It needs to go into the shop and get a little bit of maintenance work done on it, but that's also another kind of a secondary backup to the backup. And so on to the next topic, vehicles in northern climates where it snows. Now, a lot of people have never learned over the years of living and through life experience, and they're still driving their two-wheel drive little Hondas and Toyota Celicas and all of these cars that are more of a northern, Southern California, New York type of a vehicle. I know it snows and gets bitter cold in New York, but, you know, normally these are the cars we see in major cities with, you know, no snow levels in the wintertime. They do not work well. They are not the proper type of vehicle to own or drive in a northern climate. We're out here in northern Idaho, and we get a lot of snow. It gets icy. Snow gets deep. A lot of the roads do not get plowed, salted, and sanded when they should. They kind of pick and choose, you know. It depends on if you live in a Ritz area, you know, where all the rich folks are. It depends on a lot. You need a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle. It's just an intelligent choice. It's the only choice that makes sense in our climate. Like I said, a lot of snow, a lot of ice, nothing else makes sense. You know, if you do not drive a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle in these climates, you've got a lot to learn. And you have made some poor life choices. So that being said, good winter tires or studs, it can make a huge difference on any type of vehicle. But especially with a four-wheel drive and an all-wheel drive, you definitely want to have, you know, tires that pretty much match. you don't want to be tearing stuff up in the all-wheel drive system. So good matching tread pattern, that's always a wise choice. It just saves you problems down the road. And a four-wheel drive, I try to do the same. Have good matching tread patterns and not be mismatching a bunch of tires that were bought off Craigslist. And one of them's wore down to nothing and the other three are huge because the guy did nothing but peeled out with his vehicle or whatever. Stay away from things like that, you know. Get good tires. And studs, obviously, in the wintertime are probably going to be the best. If you're dealing with icy conditions and things like that. So I want to talk a little bit about winter safety emergency kits. It's some things that I keep in my vehicle in a kit, and I basically just use a black and yellow, kind of like a hard shell stackable. It's kind of a waterproof big plastic bin. And I have tire chains. I think that's super handy. I also have a small shovel, and I keep hand and body warmers. That's always something handy to have in the winter. I keep a med kit. Flares are something good to have in a vehicle safety kit, winter emergency kit. A tow strap or chains, tow chains. That's kind of a no-brainer. Keep those in your vehicle for the winter. You never know what's going to happen. If you never need them because you're a safe, attentive driver and you have an intelligently bought vehicle, you know, a capable, region-specific type vehicle, four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, you might need to tow someone else out, one of these Honda boys. You never know. You know, these little Toyota kids. Who knows? But it's nice to be able to help people out as well. Maybe they'll learn their lesson and start making some better life choices. But you don't want to drive by anybody and just leave them out in the cold, you know. It's nice to be helpful. Also, a couple more things that's it's good to kind of keep in your kit all year long. Gloves, a hat, extra set of boots, snow pants, and a jacket. Typical basic winter gear. It's nice to have all of those things in your vehicle at all times. If you do get stuck, if you break down, you're waiting for a tow truck. I also keep a 12-volt emergency blanket in my vehicles. And I do keep, you know, in another bin, I have a few sleeping bags. And, you know, just in case, you never know what's going to happen. And it gets cold out there. And sometimes in the area where I live, it's you don't know how long it's going to be until someone comes by, or until your tow truck's going to show up, or your buddy, or your wife, you know, to come help you. And some areas around here, you know, your cell phone doesn't work. You could be walking a few miles, at least, easily. So these are all things to keep in mind, and we'll go into these things a little extensively in the future, a little more extensive conversation about it. We'll interview a few people around here, locals of Northern Idaho, and get their take on it in the future, so stay tuned for that. And this has been Up in the Northern 208 7B Podcast. Please like, download, and subscribe, and we really appreciate the help. This is our episode number one, and we're just getting started here. We will be continuing to upgrade the podcast and give you more episodes. Also, comment, let us know what you think about the first episode. Thank you. Much love.